The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and guests, recorded in the garden of the Bhaktivedanta Manor in July of 1973.
According to our Vedic understanding, there are four things, sinful, pillars of sinful life. Illicit sex, unnecessary killing of animals, intoxication, and gambling.
But you can lead a very happy life still eating...
Our students are trained in that way.
There are a lot of very good people in the world.
Yeah, you can see from your son, they can sit down anywhere, they can lie down. There is no artificial living.
Mm.
They are satisfied with nice foodstuff made from vegetable and milk and chanting Hare Krishna for the name of God.
I see, he's happy. But you know, he came from a very happy home, so he should be happy, shouldn't he?
Yes.
Very happy home, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And we've all been very happy. And I hope he will remain happy.
He's still happier.
Yes, I can see.
He was happy, now he's happier.
Yes.
That is the difference.
Oh, I don't think he's happier. You are?
You are not happier.
I didn't think it was possible.
Because your son has come here, you may not be happier, but he is happy.
Oh, you're saying this. I'm not saying this. I'm very disappointed that he is not continuing with education. I'm not sorry that I'm happy for his happiness wherever he is.
What is the purpose of education?
You're a cultured man. You're educated.
Yes.
Did you not learn, well, who gave you the talent to translate your Vedic scriptures?
Yes.
Who gave you the talent, Father?
Yes. No, I'm asking.
Yes.
What is the best part of education? So far my school college education is concerned, that is not being used here.
Oh, but you're cultured. You in your old age are getting tremendous comfort from being able to read and understand what the world is doing, the goodness of your books, and you're able to understand the spiritual way of life. If you couldn't, if you hadn't been educated, Father, well, how would you be able to have...
No, education is different.
No, I am so happy that my son is happy, truthfully, but I am very distressed, and little boys, don't laugh, because this is serious. I am very distressed that none of these boys continue their education. What is going to happen then when they're like you, when they're older, they have no talent?
But your educational system in the Western countries, they have got big, big universities. Why the university students becoming hippies?
Oh, well, there are always a certain amount becoming hippies in America anywhere. But we must...
They're all hippies.
Yes, but we must develop the good ones that have talent. We must develop them.
I need to say that
you have the power.
The chance of education is there. In India, there is no such big, big university facilities. But in your Western country, you have got nice universities, nice teaching system. Why the result is hippie?
Oh, but we're talking of you. You have got the power, but people follow you because they believe in you. So you have the power to educate them.
You're not hippies, are you? That this simple, this education for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, this sort of education will not satisfy.
Well, you're educated, you see.
No, I'm educated.
Yes, but how many...
But I'm not educated only on this platform, eating, sleeping, and sex life and defense. I am educated in a different platform.
But aren't you translating your books still?
Yes, that's all right.
Isn't that a great joy? Great joy to you.
Translating of books, it does not require... Of course, it requires when the purpose of the translation is given.
Mm.
Otherwise... the real thing is culture. That education is culture.
Well,
simply money-making education for maintaining this body, that education will not satisfy anymore. I told you that despite all arrangements of education, why the young men are turning to be hippies? That is my question.
Well, but not your followers. Your followers are not being hippies. People follow you. Therefore, you've got the people who you could help to become cultured like you.
So my father educated me in a different way. Therefore, I've come to this stage. My father never allowed me to drink tea.
Well, I'm disappointed in you. I came to see you because I felt that being so cultured, that you would want all your boys to have this culture and to have this sense.
We've got this culture.
Oh, but you haven't. You see,
no,
your culture,
we don't have.
But you're not mature yet.
The culture that he has, he's giving to us.
Yes, but you're not mature. It takes years to become mature. Hurt, pain, happiness, everything together. You find God. Yes, I found God. We all, I feel very close to God, and I feel very happy. But I would also still wish to be educated. And fortunately, I was given the chance to have
education.
Education
means to know God.
And I don't misuse it.
That is education. Our Vedic culture, the high-class man is called Brahman.
Yes.
Brahman, you know
yes,
that.
Brahman, yes.
So who is a Brahmana? Who knows God? He is called Brahmana. Therefore, culmination of education is to understand God. That is education. Otherwise, to get education, how to nicely eat, how nicely sleep, how nicely have sex life, and how to defend, this education is there even in the animals. The animals also, they know how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to defend.
It seems to worry you, this sex life. I mean,
This is also necessary.
It fits into the place in my life.
This is also necessary.
Yes. It doesn't worry us.
But these four type of branches of education is not sufficient for human being. A human being, above all this education, must have the knowledge how to love God, and that is perfectionism.
Oh, well, Michael was taught that when he was very small. The Jesuits taught us that. The Jesuits certainly did.
So to understand God, or how to love God, there is a religious system.
Mm.
In every civilized human society, it doesn't matter whether it is Christianity, or Hinduism, or Mahomedanism, or Buddhism, the religious system is there in human society, besides the education of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is there in the animal society. So, a human being is distinct from the animal when he has education how to understand God and how to love Him. That is perfect. So that is now one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our Krishna consciousness movement
mm-hmm.
is not depriving people of their education. You get education, how to eat, how to sleep, and that's all right. But side by side, you take education, how to know God and how to love Him.
Yes.
That is all.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you.
We don't say we stop all this education. No.
No, I don't agree with you,
no.
Sir. No, Father. No.
We can go on with our industry, we can go on with your university. But side by side, you become competent to know what is God and how to love. Then your life is perfect.
I could mention a lot of names that are still very close to God and brilliant men in science. Where would we be without our scientists, without our doctors, medicine? They all have to go to university and get a degree before
like
they...
Like I say, get.
Yes, but we need
get.
Them. Yes, well then but, some of your boys could be doctors.
But simply to become a doctor at a medical science will not save me. Unfortunately, they do not believe in the next level.
Oh, yes, they do. I had a doctor who came to church and microdosed him every Sunday. A very good man.
Mostly, I have probably many educated, but in Moscow, I was talking to Mr. Kotowski. He said, Charity, after finishing this body, everything is finished. But he is a big professor. Generally, if you have to believe next life, they do not believe it very seriously. If we actually believe there is next life, then we must be prepared what kind of next life I am going to have.
Yes,
because there are 8,400,000 forms of life. The trees are also life. The cats and dogs, they are also life. And there are intelligent persons in the higher planetary system, they are also light. The worm in the stool, that is also light. So, calculating all of them, there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, if I am going to have next life, tatha dehantaram prapti, we have to change this body to another body. So, our concern should be, what kind of body I am going to get next?
I agree for some people, too, you especially, to think like this, yes. Because you are a leader of your Vedic religion. But for everybody to do that, where would we be? We couldn't all sit down
but
and
where
think
is that
all
education?
The time. But you can also work and think.
Now, I mean to say, where is that education in the university to prepare the student for the next life?
Oh, but he must fit it
in. Catholic universities all over the world are doing it. That's our main purpose, is to teach the young man and the young girl the success in this world, but above all, in the next, which means union with God for eternity. That's top priority, and borrowing Christ's words, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all the other things of very minor importance. It's closeness to God and the eternal, the one with the beatific vision in heaven. That's the top priority. That's our aim in education. That's what Michael was taught in his Sunnyhurst. And that he does well and gets a degree, yes, very good thing. He could be a doctor or an architect or a leader in commerce, what have you. Which all of which are essential to the well-being of the world. This time last year, I was dead. I was picked up as unconscious in the corridor. And the doctors said that I'd experienced, I was near death, it makes a difference. Well, if it hadn't been for the skin of the man that looked after, I would have been here this afternoon.
Next life, how it will be ascertained? What kind of body I'm going to next life?
I don't think it matters very much. I couldn't care less what's happening after I'm dead. All I know is that it's not annihilation. I'm going to be joined with all my God.
You cannot be blind.
We're going to Almighty God.
Well,
that's
there was all. Another life.
Huh? We're going to Almighty God when we die. We don't have to worry.
It's in His hands.
What is the qualification?
We know.
Everyone is going to God.
Yes, yes. Everybody who believes in God.
In God.
Yes, and leads a good life, does their best in this world, and that's the truth.
Then the question comes, what is a good life?
Obeying the commandments of God. Yes.
The commandment is, thou shalt not kill. If somebody kills.
That
is good life.
Now, Father, you're being a bit unfair. It isn't interpretation, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not unjustly take away life. If a man walks in this afternoon through those bushes with a revolver, I have every right, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I have every right to defend myself against that unjust aggressor. And if I kill him,
you can, protect yourself from the aggressor.
Yes.
But when you kill innocent animals,
Yes. But again, if that could be interpreted, we wouldn't be able to... how do we live on food? How do we live if we don't eat?
How we are living.
Pardon?
How we are living.
Well,
I don't know
what your food is.
No, but you have a vegetarian diet, which is...
But that is not being.
No, but my master's not looking at it this way. You just said a few minutes ago there are 8 million different kinds of life. Would you agree... The potato, the cabbage, and what have you, also has a life.
Yes.
There's vegetative life, there's sensitive life, there's rational life, there's supernatural life, and there's the life of God.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And therefore, I'm not being facetious. When you spoil those potatoes, you were taking away the life of that potato.
So So, what is your philosophy? That you can take any land?
You said thou shalt not kill.
No, no. Yes, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not
kill the potato.
Now, suppose there is potato and there is your child. Would you like to kill your child in preference of
potato?
Not answered
my
Why
question.
Is this discrimination?
Why you not answer my question?
Yes, I'm answering you. That you are to kill. But you have to discriminate what kind of killing you shall do.
Well, I just said that. I gave the example of the chap who comes through with a revolver. I can maybe protect myself. You're in
No, no. And when somebody comes with a revolver, you defend. That is another thing. But if somebody is innocent, why you should kill?
And after I should not. God said thou shalt not.
Then why you are killing animals?
Well, thou said, well, you're doing it, and you eat your potatoes.
Potato is not animal.
It's a basis for life.
Yeah.
My dear, it starts with a little tiny seed. That's
yeah.
life. It grows.
But that is not that. It is a fruit.
Is that tree alive?
It is a fruit.
Is that tree alive?
Yes.
Has it got life?
Yes.
Are you doing anything wrong when you cut it down?
Yes.
To provide?
Yes.
To provide?
Yes. Yes.
Are you doing something wrong?
We don't cut down trees. Unnecessary.
No.
I have asked this question to so many people. That why you are killing, although it is prohibited, thou shalt not kill. They cannot give me any satisfaction.
Well, I think I'll give you one.
Innocent animal killing and taking a potato from the tree, you are making equalized. It is not.
I'm not a good racing. All I'm saying is that if you're logical and accept
this is logical
kind of life,
I have to live. We agree that we have to live by eating another living entity. Jiva, jiva, sujiva. But if I eat this grass, taking some grass, and if I eat some animal, do you think they are equal?
Yes.
Yes, equal? Then why don't you kill your child, don't you?
Because there's that's not logical. I just tried to show the difference between
we don't agree that.
Vegetative life,
but
sensitive life, and rational life.
That's
rational? Animals have got rational.
No, they haven't. And they only are animalia, intellectual parents.
Even your own
bringing out exactly.
Even your own psychologist will display to you rational life in the monkeys.
No.
And so many other animals, rats.
No.
They make rational decisions.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's been
the
accepted...
Your own psychologist will display that to you.
All I can say is it's been the accepted teaching of not merely Western philosophers, but all
not
Eastern
philosophers.
Omnia animalia intellectual carent. And that was, as Mr. Kitchener said, if you've done a bit of...
Some animal is not intelligent, you are right to kill.
No, we're not talking about killing. He's seen now that there's no difference between us and the dog.
Yes,
because
yes.
We've all both got it.
You're more intelligent than the dog, to some degree.
No, in other words, if
the animal
all about
is not
here,
intelligent,
all
you
about
cannot
him.
Kill. Because your child is also not intelligent. So, that does not mean you can kill your child.
Oh, nobody, master would, nobody for one second.
No, that is not very good reasoning. That because the animal is not intelligent, they may be killed. That is not very good.
Well, no, that isn't the reason. That isn't the reason why we kill it. We kill it, the animal, because we need it by means of living.
You need it. But just like if you can get nice fruits, grains, meat, why do you need animal? You have to eat and live, not to kill. Similarly, that if you can get nice foodstuff from food grains, from fruits, from flowers, from vegetables, from milk, why you should kill the animals?
Well, a lot of people now are going over to health food.
What?
This is thought of by a lot of people.
And
I agree with you.
People may do anything, but
yes,
a reasonable man, a religious man, he should have discrimination. That if I get my foodstuff from here, why should I kill and eat animals?
Well, it's not. I always think it's not for me to condemn people, whatever they do. All I ask for.
No, that we are.
I'm not condemning you.
It is all right that we have to.
But
eat some living entity, but the preference, if you can get, besides that, when you get the grains, it is not actually killing. When you get the fruits, I'm getting these fruits from the tree. It is not killing. The fruits are there. I take it. It falls down. I take it. The grains also.
Yes.
It is not killing.
No, well, I don't think we're really
so similarly,
worried about whether
if I take milk from the cows, that is also cow's blood, but I don't kill it. So if I can lead in such nice way, without killing, I get the fruits and flowers and the meat and the grains. Mm. Why should I kill the animals?
There are a tremendous number of people being vegetarians today. You're not the only people. I mean, a lot of people don't condemn people who do.
That will make them less sinful. Mm. And that will qualify them to go back to home. Mm. If they remain sinful, they cannot go.
Would you say that because we, and I talk about myself, because I have meat and bacon and so on, that makes me sinful? If I didn't eat those, I would be less sinful.
Yes. Yes, that is our place.
So if I give up eating meat and bacon and sausages and things,
then
I'll suddenly become a different person.
You become pure.
Yes. That's very interesting.
I just met a gentleman who told me exactly that. He's a businessman here in London. He's about 40 years old. And 3 months ago, he decided, because he heard this from us, he decided to become a vegetarian. And a few weeks later, I talked to him. He said, you know, it's amazing, the difference in my consciousness. He says, I have become a completely different man. Yeah, he told me that.
Yes,
he's a very intelligent man. He's
in
the mental society.
He said, the animal killers cannot understand God.
Well, this is very good that you find this. And I say, this is not my argument.
Not practical also. Yes. I've seen the animal killers. They do not understand what is God. That's a fact. Neither they have got brain to understand it.
But you don't need brain if you're not going to study or to do anything further.
No,
than just sit and sleep.
We are studying because we are preaching. We are studying that. The animal eaters, they cannot have any conception of God.
Mm.
The brain is so dull.
What about your children? Where do they? Do they go to school?
Why not?
Do they go to schools, your children?
They are now grown up. My grandsons are going to school.
Well, I didn't mean yours particularly. I'm talking now of all of you. I'm not talking of you particularly. I'm talking of all of you.
Hmm.
All your children, the married devotees.
Yes, our children, we have got our own school. All these boys, they have got their children. They're Gurdjieff's householders. So we have got our nice school at Dallas.
But you have got a school, Krishna school.
Always.
And now how do they go through college?
They are now little children, but we don't wish to send them to college. We have got sufficient books.
So you cut off their education like that?
No. What is this nonsense?
Now, do you think that's not cruel to them?
We don't care for
them. We cut off your education, and we take education from the Vedas and from our spiritual master. We learn how to read, how to write, how to handle numbers sufficiently, and whatever we need practically for our work, right? And we learn the science of God from our spiritual master, and we find that sufficient for us. We haven't got to spend extra time and many extra years learning irrelevant subjects that are never going to relate to our practical life or to our God-conscious life.
You're depending on other people then to do the other side of the life for you.
We are not depending on anyone.
But what happens when suddenly one of you gets very ill tomorrow morning?
What is that?
What happens if somebody gets very ill tomorrow morning?
So we give them medicine?
No, you call the doctor.
You call the doctor, don't you?
We pay for that.
Oh, no, but you call him, don't you?
But you
want him to be. You want the doctor in existence.
Does it mean today that because necessary, you have to take education and medical man?
But you don't train people to be medical men.
If we can get it easily.
Yes.
Our training is, that's all, try to understand. We, just like you have got 4 divisions in the body for maintaining the body. So, the head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. The leg is doing its own work, walking. The hand is doing its own work. But the belly is doing its own work, and the brain is doing its own work. It does not mean that when the brain is worked, it does not require the help of the leg. But the brain does not require to learn the business of the leg. This is the idea. The brain requires the help of the leg, but does not mean that brain has to learn how to walk also.
Well, I'm a nurse, and so that is why I would like...
So, there must be division of work.
Mm.
So, you take from when there is necessity of brain work, you take help from it. And when there is need of the walking, I take help from the leg. It is a cooperation. Not that everyone has to learn everything.
Well, as I say, I myself did a training. I became a nurse.
You are asking us why you are not taking medical education. Why you said that?
Because if everybody...
No, there is no necessity. If I can pay and can get the help of a medical nurse, why should I waste my time in that way?
Let me use my time for understanding God. You should be self-supporting in that
way. Self-supporting, you are self-supporting. Just like here is father. He stand up, how to preach. He's not a medical man. But he doesn't require to learn the medical science.
No, but I didn't ask you to be a doctor. I said some of your boys.
Why you are asking?
Which ones of us should become doctors here?
Well, or...
Suppose they all want to be preachers.
Well,
do you go to your seminaries and take one boy from each class to become a doctor?
Yes, well, if you had an epidemic of smallpox or typhoid, you don't know what smallpox is like in India.
Please suppose it.
Do you go to your seminary and take one boy from each class to become a doctor? By force. Now, you come and be a doctor. They all want to be priests.
This is balance. Let us... You take some students and train them as medical men. But I am training to become preachers. Why you interfere with my business? You do your own business.
Well, my son is my business.
Yes. So your son is not dependent on you. He's independent.
Yes, but he...
You want independence. He's already independent.
Out of the university, by your people going round the universities, but he was in university.
That's all right. If some of our students go to the university, there were many students.
We didn't smash Michael.
We don't object.
Michael came to the temple in London, sat down, and didn't want to go away.
He'd been taking LSD, and he was very sick, and somebody took him in.
So he was taking LSD, what did you do for him?
Why was he taking LSD? He had wonderful education, happy home, so many things.
Well, he was experimenting. LSD is acknowledged as a dangerous thing to experiment. Well, he had a fault.
When he was taking LSD, did you like that?
I didn't know, did I? Okay. Until afterwards when we found him.
Well, anyhow, thank you very much, Father, for letting us talk and for listening to us.
Thank you very much for your coming.
Very nice to go here and congratulations.
No, our only proposal is
that you try
to love God. That's all. God is one. God is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. God is God. So, let us love God. That is perfection.
Well, you can rest assured, we do that.
Yes, we do that.
I wouldn't have given up my life to him 52 years ago. Be a Jesuit priest unless I love God, would I?
Unless you love God, how
and
you
I'm not
priest?
Only one, there happen to be 33,000
people
in the world.
You become a priest, that means you love God.
Yes. 52 years ago I made up my mind.
That is
understood.
Yes. You are grandmother. Because
how do you know I'm a grandmother?
He said Brahma.
Oh, I thought you said grandmother. I am a grandmother. Yes.
Well, I think you guys will be...
Well, thank you very much.
Take little prasadam there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.